Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michael。
那今天呢，我们要跟大家讲讲最近美国这个互联网、美国社会的一件大事儿。
So this is a new ad. As you might know, there's a woman named Sydney Sweeney. She's a big star, and she just did a controversial ad for American Eagle.
一条牛仔裤最近让美国社会非常撕裂啊，因为美国社会本来已经很撕裂了，所以一出一个什么比较有争议的事情，哇，就大家站队是吧 ？Which side are you on？ 然后就吵来吵去啊。为什么？到底为什么这么一个牛仔裤的广告能让美国人这么的气愤啊？两边吵得这么厉害，我们先自己来听一下这个广告里面说了什么，这个女明星说了什么，让很多美国人很生气。
All right, let's listen to what she has to say in this ad.
Ad in all denim for American Eagle, looking at camera and delivering these words.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring.Often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color.
The steamy campaign causing quite the debate.
My jeans are blue.
Okay, 我们刚刚听到的就是美国这个时尚品牌叫 American Eagle 啊，它这段很有争议 ，very controversial ad. 然后呢？就是他讲到他这个牛仔裤很棒，但是显然呢是一个文字游戏啊。英语里面的牛仔裤和基因发音是一样的，对吗
？So the two words we mentioned are jeans and genes. The first one is 牛仔裤 ，that's J-E-A-N-S， and the next one is G-E-N-E-S. That's talking about genetics, and that's the heart of this controversy.
对基因啊，那这个广告里面一个广告语啊 ，tagline， 它就是在玩文字游戏。
American Eagle's latest ad features Sydney Sweeney, as you said, whose tagline plays on the words jeans and genes, and it has been targeted by critics who suggest this brand is celebrating traits associated with whiteness.
啊，这个特别在美国，在2025年的美国是一件很危险的事情，是吧？那我们来看看，就是这个广告语 tagline。所以 American Eagle 这个它牛仔裤很好啊 ，Sydney Sweeney 穿的牛仔裤很好 ，She's got great jeans。然后另外更有名一点的，比如 Nike 也有 tagline。
Yeah, right. Just do it. Right. Just do it.So a lot of great companies have these really catchy or memorable taglines, and this one is getting a lot of attention.
对，然后呢，它 get a lot of attention 的原因就是它是一个文字游戏 ，so a play on words， 或者这里就把它作为动词说 ，it plays on these two words.
Yeah, that's right. So we're using the basically the similarity of these two words to maybe make an expression or a funny expression with language.
对，那就有很多人批评啦，很多人啊 critics 对吧？他们 criticize 这件事情，说你这个很显然嘛，你就是在说白人比较好，白人至上。
Yeah, so again, a critic, as you mentioned here, a critic is anybody who comments on something, but often in a negative way. So, for example, anybody with a TV show or a YouTube or Bilibili channel might be talking about this topic.
好，那是他这里的焦点呢，就是白人或者白人这个种族啊。我们听到的一个词是 whiteness。那 white 大家都懂啊，是白。那后面加一个 ness 变成一个名词，这怎么回事呢
？Yeah，so we basically taken an adjective white, which is in this case is talking about 民族 the white race, and we just turn it into a noun whiteness. So we're really talking about the white race here.
白人种族，那我们其实还有一个词 blackness， 对吧？ Uh-huh. 就是形容这个黑人、非洲裔的 ，so blackness 都可以这样用。但大家要注意，不能讲 yellowness。In fact, in English, you never say 我们亚洲人 I'm yellow， 这不是不会说嘛？虽然我们自己会说黄种人，对吧
？Yeah. It's very rare that we talk about this, mostly because we're trying to be international, right? We don't like to say this, but yeah, this yellowness. I mentioned earlier that I think brown people. We talk about Indians. Will often say I'm brown culture.
Brown, 对对对。
That's Indian people saying that. If they like it, great. But no Chinese person is saying yellowness.
是是，那在现在，特别是川普上台以后啊，这整个的 whiteness 就是一个很危险，就是一个很有争议性的话题，因为他整个的政府，他们很多举措让人觉得你就是有点在搞白人至上，对吧？有点有很多这个 racist policies 啊。那这一则的广告在这个时候出来，而且他广告里面讲的这一段话，就是让很多人会不舒服，因为他就。讲牛仔裤，但是又讲到了基因，所以 Michael， 你要好好跟我们分析解读一下这个广告语，好不好？
This topic is really interesting because she's talking about genes, so automatically we talk about these kind of genetics things, which is why we're talking about race, right? Okay, so in the actual ad, she said this: genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color.My genes are blue.
所以我觉得也不难看出为什么很多人会觉得很 upset, 会很生气啊。因为你这边就是文字游戏说了这么一大段，后面绕到牛仔裤，但前面就是在讲基因，是吧？然后很明显的说基因是从上一代是从父母传给下一代的，然后有你的头发的颜色啦，然后眼睛的颜色啊什么。那我们来看看这个遗传啊，从上一代传到下一代，英语叫做
pass down, right? Pass down, we talk about your genetics that are you got from your parents, right? So it's kind of carried to the next generation.
Yeah, so to pass down, 除了我们刚讲到这些 traits, 一些特征啊，像什么眼睛的颜色、头发的颜色，其实家族里面一些 actual objects, you can pass those down as well, right?
Like, for example, if you're a big sister and you have a little sister, you can pass down your clothes to her and she can wear them, you know, later.
对衣服，或者有的时候人家家里有传家宝啊，那些 antiques, heirlooms, 对吧？也是 passed down from one generation to the next, 或者我们讲到的叫做 offspring.
Yeah, so offspring is really just a kind of a scientific word that means your children.
那这个 offspring 在口语里面很少用。These are my children. 你不太会说 these are my offspring. 这很奇怪。
Exactly. And of course, Sydney Sweeney, what's she doing? She's sort of reading like a dictionary definition, and that's why she's using these kind of like fancy words.
好，那前面讲到的就是在讲基因，或者这个更危险一点 eugenics, 优生学是吧？基因筛选啊。然后到后面画风又一转 ，My jeans are blue. 这里就不是在讲基因，而是说他的牛仔裤。
Yeah. So again, this is the catchphrase or the tagline that is getting everybody excited, right?
Or very angry.
Very angry. 那
对，其实这则广告你现在已经不容易看到了，因为引起这么大的争议以后呢，这个公司就把广告撤下来了。
Ever since this controversy, I think they've actually tried to remove this video from the web because it's been a lot of backlash, right?
Yeah, it has been scrubbed from the internet. So to remove or to scrub something 就是意思把它对 delete 或者这样撤掉 Yeah.
Right, exactly. To delete the Twitter post or whatever, all the social media, that hopefully they can remove it that way.
对，但是现在的东西你只要发表过、凡发过就必留下痕迹嘛，人家早给你 save 下来了，保存至本地啊。好，那这个公司呢 ，American Eagle 出来，他们就为这个广告辩护啊。他说：“我们就在讲他的牛仔裤，你们不要多想，不要想到基因。”
Let's see what American Eagle says. Right, American Eagle has defended the campaign, saying it is simply referring to the color of Sweeney's jeans.
Okay, so to come on, 真的，对，因为我们有 proof 嘛，你前面讲的就是讲那个 genes 基因啊，然后他，但是作为公司还是要自己来辩护啊，所以辩护英语叫做。
So again, they're defending the idea or defending the concept for this advertisement.
to defend. 所以法庭上面也要 to defend, 是吧? Lawyers, you need to defend your client. 或那个叫 defendant, 被告人嘛。
Exactly. Or we think about sports, we had offense and defense, right?
Defense, 对。 Or even if you're doing your PhD, 最后那个博士论文, 你不是要 defend your thesis 吗?
Exactly, exactly. So hey, I worked on this for 1 year and you can ask me any question I want and I will protect my ideas, kind of like that.
对对对, 论文答辩, thesis defense. 好,那我们还是拉到这个牛仔裤。 然后这个公司他又发表了一个声明, 就是说我们这个一直是在讲牛仔裤, 是吧?
So they continue. They said, the company says the ad is and always was about the jeans. That's in 牛仔裤. Sydney Sweeney, her jeans, her stories. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their American Eagle jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans look good on everyone.
OK, 反正现在不管他怎么说了,我觉得这个美国人的 opinion 已定啊,反正一半人大多数白人很拥护他们,另一半人大多数不同族裔,也包括很多白人都觉得他这样不太好,就这个广告好像就是很煽动性, very provocative, right?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, typically the backlash or this kind of uproar of people getting angry is because of this white supremacy that seems to sort of like underlie the ad. You know, they didn't say it, but they're sort of hinting at the idea.
是是, 你刚刚讲的这个 white supremacy 啊, 就是白人至上, 那么就是让人想到很多美国不堪的历史嘛, 你怎么 对待黑奴的啊，各种各样，再加上川普现在，他们整个政府很多的言语，还有他们很多的政策， is making a lot of people uncomfortable.
It's making me uncomfortable. No,
是其实真的，我觉得是很多白人都会觉得，哦天哪，为什么要去搞这么一个广告？也许同样的这一段话，你让一个 亚裔非裔来说 might be okay, 但是你让一个白人来说就不那么okay.
It's not okay, obviously it's not okay, but it's not okay because in America they have a history of white supremacy if you go back like 100 years. And if you go back to Germany in the 1900s, they talked about blonde people with blue eyes. Everybody
Aryan
has seen
race.
This. Exactly.
Eugenics, 就是希特勒那个时候搞的种族屠杀那个优生学，对吧？ 所以你有这么多惨痛的历史, 英语讲的你就不要去按那个 button. Why are you still pushing this button, 对吧？
So yeah, why you said push, why you keep triggering this to happen or why you keep promoting this terrible idea, right?
然后当然这个公司已经很多就是支持这个女明星和这则广告的人就会说，你们现在都是 you know, you're just overreacting, you're reading too much, you're snowflakes, 现在怎么搞得这么敏感。但是呢，我看最近那个，因为美国新闻报道说，其实这个公司他们的 marketing 总监就之前自己就说过，我们这个广告语特别的聪明，然后我们就是在用很煽动的语言，然后这个广告 definitely 会 push buttons， 他自己讲的。
That's right. So, yeah, Jenny, you were saying yourself that American Eagle stock soared after all of this bad news. So I guess it worked.
对，因为不管怎么说，英文不是有句话吗？ No press is bad press.
Exactly. Yeah,
好像就没有新闻是坏新闻，或者对于一个公司来说，你没新闻才是最不好的事情啊。然后搞这公司最近还股票大涨，所以真的看不懂。
Yeah, it's too bad that something so awful can actually have sort of benefits in this market, right? Everybody's talking about it. Maybe people are actually going to American Eagle just to look at the ads, or it's weird. It's like it's free advertising in the media, right?
是是，好，那我们今天节目的后半段啊，我们就从这个争议性的话题里面跳脱出来，我们来看看对于语言学习来说，其实这些发音一样的，但意思完全不一样的词，有的时候会给我们带来一些困扰。英语叫做homophones，是吧？
Yeah, so homophones are just words that sound the same. Again, as a teacher, I often talk to my students about this. Typically in English, one of them will be a noun, the other one will be an adjective. You know, it's very rare that they're both the same kind of word type. The other thing we know is that usually in English, you'll find these words in sentences. And so we understand the meaning of the word because it's in context, which is something that a lot of Chinese people already do, right? We have Chinese words that sound the same in different contexts.
就是虽然这些 homophones 啊，这些词真的发音一模一样，但是呢，通常你听到他们或者看到他们的时候是在句子里面嘛，所以就是通过上下文你还是能够分辨出来啊，除非就是像这个广告它 intentional 有意为之，你会觉得你到底是在讲基因还是牛仔裤，对吧？这个是另当别论。好，那我们就来看看这一系列。发音相同，意思不同的英语词。好，那除了基因和牛仔裤，还有哪些词呢？
Okay, what about this next pair? Okay, so we have pair, P-A-I-R, and pair, P-E-A-R.
对，然后 there are a pair of words, 这一组词。
Very confusing, very confusing.
对，但是你看，因为我们有句子嘛，我说Our next pair, pair of words. 那基本上你就知道我是在讲一组词，我不是在讲下一个要请你吃的梨子。I'm not saying what's our next fruit. Is it pear or apple? Right?
Exactly. So pair means two, again, P-A-I-R. And then, of course, pear, P-E-A-R, is a fruit, right?
对，讲到 fruit, 我们接下来的词其实也让我想到 fruit 耶。
So next up, we have navel, navel, okay? So N-A-V-A-L, this is obviously related to the ocean, like that.
The Navy.
The Navy, very good.
海军的啊 navel, 比如说海军基地 a naval base, right?
Now, there is actually a part of the body that we call navel. This is more like your stomach. That is N-A-V-E-L, navel.
The little hole on your stomach. 你的肚脐。
That's right, that's right.
所以拼法不一样啊。N-A-V-E-L, 不是 V-A-L. 然后呢英语有一个词叫 navel gazing.
So like looking deep into your soul or, I don't know, looking at yourself, something like that.
对 navel gazing 的意思就是你只在看自己的肚脐眼，意思就是你应该放大视角，你不要只那么 narrowly just focus on yourself, 然后你从来不去拓展自己的视野，对吧？
Yeah, exactly. So you're only thinking about yourself when you should see the whole wide world instead.
对，然后我刚刚说不是太这组词也让我想到水果嘛，因为有一种橙子啊，不是脐橙嘛 ，navel orange。因为它下面那个小圆它就有点像肚脐眼可能。
All right. So let's check out the next one here. We have cereal. Cereal. Right?
Okay, 又是跟吃的有关哈。这个第二个 cereal 我今天早上还吃了，是很多人的早餐。
Right. So the first one is, usually when you talk about a series, like we talk about TV shows, we'll say it's the series, maybe one season of a TV show is called a series. So this is the adjective form, serial, like that.
对 serial, 有个不太好的，我们就是 serial killer, 连环杀。
That's right.
是吧？连环杀手啊。然后呢，另外一个词跟它发音一样的 cereal, C-E-R-E-A-L, 那个就是你早上就是泡牛奶吃的那种早餐谷物。
That's right, that's right. So this is just like a snack you eat for breakfast and that kind of thing, yeah.
How, what is our next pair of homophones?
So we have flea, flea. Now, the first kind of flea, F-L-E-A, this is actually a kind of bug. And they like a little insect.
Very dirty, 对对对，跳蚤。或者我们现在已经还好，跳蚤已经基本上绝迹了。但是 you still have flea markets, 跳蚤市场。
Very strange expression. Yeah, you're right. So flea markets, right? And then we have flea, F-L-E-E, which means to run away from something.
Flea, 赶快逃跑。
So again, this is a great example where it's hard to confuse them because one of them's a noun and one of them's a verb. But if you just hear the word by itself, you don't really know what it means.
对于我来说啊，如果真的一个地方有跳蚤有 flea， 那我马上就会 flea， 我就马上逃离那个地方。
嗯哼 ，exactly。
好，那我们接着要看的是 break and break。
So the first one is brake, B-R-A-K-E. This is actually a reference to your car. When you try to stop the car, you brake the car, right? You hit the brakes.
对，刹车啊。那还有一个 break, B-R-E-A-K.
This is a relax, to take a break, to take 5 minutes off and have a rest.
对，或者 as a verb, it means like, oh, I broke something. 一个东西打破了或者坏掉了，对吧？所以它你看也有又有另外一个意思。
That's right. So we are breaking something like smashing glass or something is to break glass.
好，那哎，还有好多啊，比如说 sell, 是吧？卖东西。
Yeah, right. So sell, that's a good one, right? So S-E-L-L is to sell something to somebody, or maybe you give them your product and they give you $10, right? So you sold them something, right?
或者 C-E-L-L.
So a cell, basically this goes to biology. If you look at like an atom or a molecule, right? There are cells in your blood, right? Those are like little tiny specks of blood, right?
细胞啊 ，cell， 它也可以是一个小房间的意思嘛。Also, yeah, goes back to that tiny, small 那个 idea.
Yeah, you said like if you were in a prison, right? You have a prison cell.
对对对，那个房间 cell 啊。好，那其实这些 homophones 很多啊，我们就也不一一例举了。最后我觉得要讲的这一对呢，因为这两个词是连很多 native speakers 在用的时候，他会把他们 confuse， 会拼错，就是 complement。
Yes, exactly. So compliment can be a wonderful thing, right? Depending on the word, right? So compliment, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T.Is actually something that completes something. So, for example, two people, one is very outgoing, one is very shy, they complement each other, right?
就是互补的意思。然后呢，另外一个 complement 就是当中是 L-I, 不是 L-E 啊。那个 complement 就是别人说，哇，你好美哦，你好聪明哦，你好帅哦，那种。
Yeah, so this is basically saying something really nice to somebody, or me telling them they're smart or pretty or something like that. It's a wonderful expression.
赞美的意思啊。好，那 why don't we leave it there? 那今天呢，我们是从一则美国的这个社会热点啊，也跟大家讲到了英语里面很多的这些发音相同但意思不同的词，这些 homophones。
Yeah, again, this is really fun for students. And again, obviously, there's tons and tons of words that might get confused. But again, I'm sure you guys will be able to learn most of these. I also really want to hear what students have to say about this Sydney Sweeney thing. It might seem culturally strange to hear from the Chinese side, but I'd love to hear your feedback.
对，我也很想问大家，你们觉得这一则牛仔裤的广告是有些美国人太敏感了呢？还是你真的觉得，哎，这样的广告语言有点这个不太 sensitive 啊，或者他就是有些有意为之。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
好啊，谢谢大家，拜拜。